First of all, I want to introduce myself. I'm Angie Espada. I work in Salamanca, Guanajuato. First of all, I want to thank the Lord that He's given me the privilege to work in Mexico with the Spanish-speaking people, and it's been a blessing. And I want to thank the Lord for each and every one of you that has a part in for all the missionaries and all over the world, not only Mexico, but all over the world. And you have a part of it, too. I want to thank the Lord for all of y'all's support and for your prayers, because if it wasn't for your prayers, I think I wouldn't have been there. You know, so many times, you know, we want to just pack up and leave, you know. But, you know, something in this, within us, says, keep hanging in there, you know. And, well, this year has passed so fast, so fast. And it's been a blessing to me this year, because the Lord's opened so many blessings. He's brought so many blessings in our lives. I want to share a little bit of the work that we do as women. We just recently had a baptism, June, and seven got baptized.
Amen.
And I thank the Lord for that. And my job in Mexico is being a wife first and a mother second. Because growing kids up, even just this generation, you know, how we see so many rebellious kids, so many kids wanting their way, and so many kids running away. And hearing, just even from my family, is just sad. Sad to know that, you know, where are we failing as mothers? And I thank the Lord that He's given me three children.
Amen.
And everyone is different. And just being with them, sharing things with them, being able to work with them at their school, sometimes teach some of the classes where their teachers are out, and sometimes they call me, so I'm able to give a little witness. And I thank the Lord that He's been giving me the Spanish, and I'm able to communicate a lot better. And most important is loving my husband. I love my husband a lot. And he's the ministry. He's the one I have to keep strong and happy. And everything he does, when he comes home tired, discouraged, I need to be the wife that he wants me to see, a happy, being a blessing to him. And this year has been a blessing, because the Lord has shown my husband a lot. And just hearing just divorces is just, it's sad, you know. And I thank the Lord that I'm able to be that wife for my husband and to keep him going, because, you know, and I even know that, you know, I can break down whatever he's making. I can. But only by God's grace, I can. I only can serve him. Putting him first, and loving him the way God wants me to love him. Being a wife, there's a lot of things that sometimes we get discouraged. Sometimes we think that we don't have a part of a ministry, but yet we do. There was a brother that mentioned, you know, all you have to do is be still, and God brings you the people. And I've noticed that, because in Puerto Rico, when I was in Puerto Rico, I used to say, Lord, what am I doing? You know, I'm not doing anything. But God sent a girl. And not even knowing the Spanish or anything, all I had was a Spanish Bible. And all the Lord gave me were his His words, and she was the one reading the word, because I already knew where to find them, and she got saved. And that's happening right now in Mexico. You know, I asked the Lord, like Brother was saying, you know, just asking Him in prayer, you know, send a taxi, Lord, and He does, you know? And I'm here, Lord, send somebody, and He does. I met a young girl, she's 18, her name is Sandra, and she works in a little store close to where we live, and she knew that I spoke English, and she was taking English classes. So all of a sudden, she just dropped in my house, and I said, wow, thank you, Lord. You know, I've been having her in my heart. I said, Lord, I want that young girl, you know, and so the Lord brought her. And so I got to talking to her, and she said if I could help her with her English classes. And I said, sure, come on in. And so we started going into her books, and really, she didn't even want to open the book. So we started talking about the Lord. And so she started asking me so many questions and how she's been having so many problems with the Catholic Church and all of that. And I showed her out of the Word. And then she was coming several times, every day, frequently. And then finally, I said, Lord, You can only do the work, not me. So she came one night, about 7 o'clock, and Roland was out preaching. And I said, well, come on in. And so the kids were watching A Thief in the Night. And I said, well, I'll let her watch it. And it was in Spanish. So she sat there and watched A Thief in the Night, how Jesus is coming soon. And all of a sudden, it finished, and I sent the kids to bed, and she fell in tears. And she asked me, Angie, I want to get saved. I know I'm going to heaven. And so I led her to the Lord, and it's been a blessing. Just seeing one soul, you know. She's been having problems. She hasn't been going to the church, but she's been having problems because she lives with one of her sisters. She doesn't live with her parents. She lives with one of her sisters, and her sister found out that she got saved and started telling her, if you get out of this house, you're not going to come back. And so she's there, and she asked for prayer that the Lord would get her out and just attend the church meetings. That's been a blessing to me. And two, the Lord's opened doors where we've been able to give Bible studies at home for couples. And Lucia, as I don't know, a lot of you know her, that she was one that got saved, was going to commit suicide one night, and I talked to her about her for the Lord. Well, her husband's one of them that was taking the studies. And we found out he got saved, and he's one of them that got baptized. So she's rejoicing. She sometimes says, you know, I want my husband in that word. And I tell her, no, you need to be patient with the Lord, you know. So she's thankful for all your prayers, for praying for her husband. His name is Humberto. Well, through that studies, how he came, how he was coming to, is when Rolla was telling me, you know, he's just coming in. You know, sometimes I feel like, you know, nothing's going through his head. You know, and I said, honey, you just have to be patient. Well, that night, if y'all heard about it, he fell on a bike and disconnected his shoulder. That night he came all mad, and Bertha was there and all of that. And he had to go because he saw how my husband was so upset and hurting and all of that. And so I was comforting him and telling him, well, we're going to go ahead and see what I can do for him. So he left, and because it was pretty late. And so my husband couldn't sleep that night. And I said, well, let's go to the hospital now, you know. And so we did. And I said, let's try the Pemex. The hospital Pemex is for only workers in the oil company. That's all. You go in, you need a card, and just for the parking, and going in the hospital, you need a card saying that you work for Pemex. for the oil people. We didn't have none of that. So the guard said, you know, do you have a card? And Lori says, no, I'm hurting, you know, I need something, you know. So the guard says, go on in. And it was a blessing because just going in, they took care of him right away. And they gave him medications. I'm here, wow, how much is it going to cost, you know, here, this hospital? I mean, nobody can come in, you know. And so they bandaged him up, and, I mean, they took care of him really good. So we went home, and he was feeling really good. The next day, Humberto came early in the morning, and he wondered how Roland was doing. And I said, well, he has a fracture. He has a disconnected bone and all. And he goes, did you take him to the hospital? I said, yes, I took him to Pemex. And he says, man, you took him to Pemex? I don't believe it, you know. And I'm here, yes, I took him to Pemex. And he goes, you know, just last week my sister-in-law was having a baby. And she doesn't work, her husband doesn't work for Pemex. And they were trying to get, because she was just already having it. And she was trying to get him through, get in to that hospital. And they didn't. She ended up going to another hospital because they didn't let her in to have a baby. And he could not believe it. And I said, I told Humberto, it's just the Lord. And he just went, oh, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. You know, and that was a testimony for him that the Lord can open doors. You know, and it blessed me because I saw how he was so surprised. And then the next Bible study we had with him, I mean, he was just asking, and like Brother Mike was saying, you know, a lot of times we have to listen to people that ask, because a lot of times they want questions answered, and it's only the Lord that can answer them. And that was a blessing. In Romans 14, 7 and 8, it says, for none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. That incident really scared me, you know. I was thinking, you know, I could have lost my husband. What would I have done, you know? And I thank the Lord he didn't. Because there's a work out there. And God needs men. And he says, for none of us liveth to himself. We don't live for ourselves. A lot of times we think that I have to do things. I have to be the best I can, or I have to work. No, God does it all. There was a where Billy was saying, God's the word. God's the method. God's the way. He is all. In 1 Peter 2:11, says, dearly beloved, I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. In 16 it says, as free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as a servant of God. Here spoke to me, as a woman, a lot of times, I want to feed the flesh. But we're pilgrims. We're strangers. And it made me think, and I said, Lord, nothing matters. A lot of times we want to feed more of the world than of the Lord. And it's a shame because God wants the spirit to grow. And he wants us to grow spiritually where we can say no to the flesh and yes to the spirit. Melda shared this, and she mentioned a lot of free, being free. We as women are not free to say, this is mine, that's yours. No, it's God's. She mentioned one verse where it says, do our husbands' eyes roam? And I thought and I said, am I keeping my husband happy? Is his eyes roaming around in anything? You women know. Are your husband's eyes roaming? Or he doesn't have a home? Or he has to feed himself? Or he has to come home and seeing his wife say, oh, it's only you, instead of, honey, I love you. Are our husband's eyes roaming? In 1 Peter 3, 1 to 4, it says, likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wife, while they behold their chaste conversation coupled with fear. Whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting of hair and the wearing of clothes or putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, and that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God a great price. Do we as women fit this? Are we meek and quiet? We can look beautiful outside, but how's our heart? This verse has been through with me within 3 months or more, Galatians 6, and this has been a burden. Galatians 6, 7, and 8. It says, be not deceived, God is not mocked. But whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. What are we reaping? I'm talking to the women. And how are we reaping? God wants us to be wives. God wants us to be His servants, and God wants us to be mothers. And if He's given us children to raise, that should be our priority. I thank you.